الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته ونهجه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has discussed very pertinent topics pertaining to our social life. Allah Rabbul Izzah, at the beginning of the last quarter of the fourth para, which is the starting of Suratul Nisa. Suratul Nisa translates as the chapter on woman. This entire chapter is dedicated to the laws pertaining to woman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins this chapter by firstly explaining the laws of inheritance, distributing the shares, stipulating and fixing the shares of inheritance, that the son will inherit so much, the parents will inherit so much, and various masail pertaining to inheritance. Then towards the latter part of the last quarter of this para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then discussed the topic of woman's rights. If you have to study pre-Islamic history, and if you have to read up about the different civilizations and cultures that were in existence, you would be shocked and baffled to see the level of oppression that was taking place in the past. And in so many civilizations, a woman would not be given rights. She would not be treated as a free woman. In some cultures, she would not even be treated as a human being. In various cultures, until Islam had come in the world, and Islam had abolished all these wrong and false theories, and put an end to the oppression that is taking place. And this is the celestial light of the great religion of Islam, where Islam had given rights to a woman. Allah Rabbul Izzah, in the second para, very clearly states, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that women also enjoy rights, like the male also enjoys certain rights. We find a lot of people make a big issue with polygamy in Islam, and they raise objections and find a fault in the institution of marriage with more than one spouse, but they fail to realize that Islam is the only religion that has restricted a man to four spouses. Islam is the only religion that has established justice and commanded the male that if you fear, you will not be able to be equal and fair and just to them, according to the shar'i meaning of equality and justice, then only take one wife. Islam has brought peace, unity, harmony. Islam has given rights to the male and the female. And within these verses, on the topic of women's rights, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then begs the men of this world, Allah begs them and pleads to them, عَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, that treat your spouses kindly. Be soft and gentle towards them. Do not ill-treat and abuse them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one hadith, he orders his ummah, استوصوا بالنساء خيرا. O my ummah, I have done so much for you throughout my life. And before I leave this world and I depart, I beg and plead to you, accept my one humble advice. What is it, O Messenger of Allah? Be kind to your wives. This was the prophetic advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, the best one of you is the one who is best to his family. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. Nabi alayhi salam never feel shy or embarrassed to say this to his sahaba. If you look and study the history of the days of ignorance, the people of Jahiliyyah would regard it to be below their dignity to have love for their spouses, let alone expressing their love for their wives. To such an extent, once a person comes to Nabi alayhi salam, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk? O Messenger of Allah, I got a question to ask you. Yes, go for it. Man ahabbu an-nasi ilayk? Who is the most beloved person to you? This person assumed that Nabi alayhi salam would see Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali. What was his response? My wife Aisha. This person was baffled, he was shocked. No, no, Ya Rasulullah, I'm not asking about your wives. Min al-rijal. From the men, who is the most beloved to you? Look again at the response. He never see Abu Bakr. He said, my wife Aisha, her father. This was the love and the affection he showed to his wives. Nabi alayhi salam brought peace. He was sent as a mercy for the entire world. Islam is a religion of peace. Islam promotes and advocates peace, harmony, unity in families. Even in the fifth para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about when there's a dispute in home and husband and wife are not on talking terms. Allah says, don't break off the marriage same time. Try and resolve the issue. Go to some person, appoint an arbitrator. Don't opt for divorce. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us, عَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with kindness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many ahadith, he emphasizes the importance of women's rights. Umar radiallahu an, he has narrated, إِنَّ أَحَقَّ مَا اسْتَوْفَيْتُمْ إِنَّ أَحَقَّ مَا أَوْفَيْتُمْ بِهِ مِنَ الشُّرُوطِ مَا اسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ بِهِ الْفُرُوجِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ. That the most deserving right to be fulfilled in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you fulfill the rights of your wife. You fulfill the rights of your spouse. This is the most emphasized and important haqq in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to study the Mubarak lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will realize that the uniqueness of his marriage was not that his marriage was completely free from any challenges or from any curveballs. Nabi alayhi salam had to also contend with the normal challenges that any other man had to contend with. But what made his marriage so unique was the manner in which he reacted, the manner in which he responded. Therefore, someone said very beautifully that the formula to a happy marriage is not to wed the perfect partner, but rather to love the imperfect partner perfectly well. And this sets the tone of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ. Then most certainly, you will find something in your spouse which will not be very pleasing to you. And you will dislike this quality of hers. And Nabi alayhi salam explains, إِنَّ الْمَرْأَةَ خُلِقَتْ مِنْ ضِلْعٍ. That a woman, do not forget the inception of her creation. She was created from a crooked rib. What is the intention? That a woman, it is part of her nature to falter, to blunder, to fall into error and mistake. She will slip up at time that she will forget. And then Nabi alayhi salam tells us that if you go with force and you try to rectify and straighten it, you will break her. You will never be able to rectify the fault. شَبَّقَهُنَّ بِالْقَوَارِيرِ يَا أَنْجَشَ لَا تَكْسِرِ الْقَوَارِيرِ. Nabi alayhi salam resembled them to glass. You can't do any renovation on glass. If you have to cut through glass, you'll crack the glass. But rather, Nabi alayhi salam says, continue with that and with compassion and affection, with politeness, try and resolve the issue, try and rectify the fault. And like this, you'll have a happy life throughout your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا. Perhaps you may dislike something in your spouse, but remember, there could be great good for you in that. وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Allah has placed khair for you in that which you dislike in your spouse. Therefore, exercise patience and beg and plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the wrongs and the faults of our spouses. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us happiness, to grant us barakat in our marriages. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdiki, wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.